So there are many Akums in this neighborhood. Now the question is, how can we have an Erev Chatziris? If Erev Chatziris means that the whole town, we understand, is joining together in one Rishus, and the whole idea is that, of course, you want to combine to the Erev Chatziris because you want to carry as well. So it's very easy. We'll have to deal with irreligious Jews maybe next week. But at least for the religious Jews, it's very easy. We all want to partake in the Erev Chatziris. So like we spoke about last week, we all are fine with the Rav of the neighborhood or the Rav, one of the Rabbanim in the town, taking a box of matzahs or two boxes of matzahs and being Yotzei, all of us, in this Erev Chatziris, which allows us all to combine, and therefore it takes care of a Rabbanim problem of carrying even from Rosh HaSayachid to Rosh HaSayachid as long as you have this Erev Chatziris. All is good. The problem is, yeah? No, but this is not the putting up. This is the box of matzahs, which is no, once, that was last week. One could last per year. It lasts per year. Now I've got problems. Now I've got fine. So you're all, everyone here is all in. Problem is, like we said, there's a movie theater. There's other Akum-based businesses and Akums in this neighborhood. So the question is, how do we work around them? So the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara, says that it's very clear that, in fact, they mess us up. You cannot have an Erev Chatziris unless they don't combine. Even if they gave a piece of matzah, I don't think they would combine. Or even if they allowed us to have the box of matzah, it would not combine. What's the reason? The reason is because the rabbis made a separate takana. The reason is, Mishum deratzu chachamim la'archukei diras Yisrael min ha'akum. The rabbis don't want the Yisraelim to live with the Akum. And therefore, Olahachi yichmiru de'ein lo takana. There's no hope. There's no way to fix it. Ad sheyischar mimenu, says the Mishnah Berurah. And this is based on the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara. You need to acquire their house. Since, you know, I could see you not wanting to go knocking on people's doors, asking to buy every person's house in the neighborhood. Therefore, what's going to happen? When you realize that's what you're going to have to do, you're going to say, yeah, forget it. I might as well not live in this neighborhood together with Akum. And therefore, all the Yisraelim will live together and avoid this problem. Okay, what do we do, Lamaisa? We have Akums in the neighborhood, so how are we going to work around that? Says the halacha is you have to rent it out. So I don't see anyone knocking on everyone's door. So what's the Eitzah? So the Eitzah is a later Shulchan Aruch, which says you don't actually need to buy from every single Nachri or every single Akum. What you can do is you can buy from his Sechiro or Lakito, his sharecropper, or someone else who has permission to use his land. The way that that's understood is that as long as the person who you're renting it from can place an item in the Akum's house, that person is considered a representative or an agent of each and every Akum. Who has that permission? So for this, we assume that someone perhaps in the government has it. And the halacha, and the way the Aruch HaShulchan says, he says that you could use this sechiro ulekito, and it could even be done even if the Nachri, even if the Akum does not know that it's being done and you're renting his house. So in other words, what you're basically doing is you're giving it to a representative of all the Akums in the town and saying, here, I am hereby renting every single Akum house and the movie theater while you're at it, and therefore I will basically, if this town basically only has Yisraelim now, right? Because no one else lives in the town. They may be living in the town, but they're living in our house because we've bought each house. Now, who are you going to find to rent it? So, no, the government? Does the government have permission to go into everyone's house? So this is where you may all want to leave now. This is where the sugya gets a little bit machmir. This is a problem. This is going to be a problem. I'm warning you. Eminent domain. Yes. So we could talk about eminent domain from today till tomorrow. The question is it going to count? So the Aruch HaShabbos, unfortunately, here I am saying unfortunately because we're going to be in trouble, says, well, what about the policeman or the mayor of the town? Can that constitute the Moshel Ha'ir, someone who's ruler? So they quote from Rabbi Yashiv, and I saw in another sefer, the laws of for Erev, he quotes a phrase from Rabbi Yashiv that it used to be, as you know, there was a Moshel Ha'ir who, in the words of Rabbi Yashiv, could come into your bedroom in the middle of the night and drag you out into the street. Baruch Hashem, we live in a golden Medina, that we don't have such a problem nowadays. And the problem is that it hurts us for Erev Chatzeres. So in old times, in Tsarist Russia, you could just go in and Nebuch grab a Jew and then he's pulled out and then he's dead. But Baruch Hashem, we don't have that nowadays. So what about, do we really have a Moshe Le'ir? So the suggestion Rabbi Yashav says is, no, we don't have a Moshe Le'ir, which means you would have to go to every single Akum and get his permission and buy it from him. So what are you going to do? So the Heter of Shlomo Zalman says, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Arbach says, take it or leave it, is, and he says himself, he doesn't love this idea, he was Mako because he said, look, a little bit it's like eminent domain, although he doesn't really speak it out. It's one under our constitution, right? That the government has permission to place people in our house for the good of the people. And in a time of war, in a crisis, the government needs to take over our house for it to be a war base. So they probably could get that judicially approved pretty easily. They would have to go in front of a judge, most likely, and you have the ability in this country, Baruch Hashem, to challenge, you know, edicts like that in a court of law, you know, but it's likely that they would succeed. Because of that, maybe they have the status of Moshe Ha'ir, and therefore they are allowed to, you know, come into your house, and therefore you can rent the city from them. Another suggestion, a little bit less, I guess, dangerous, is what about our good friends Con Ed again? Con Ed, they come into your house, they all bug me all the time, right? Yeah, and they leave you meters that it's like $500 because they didn't get a chance. Oh, sorry, we couldn't evaluate your house, so we just assumed it was $500 of electronic usage. Why do they do that? Because they want to be able to come into your house. They want to read your meter in your basement. But they could come in. You let them come in? Yeah, they basically have permission. Let's say a pipe burst, they're allowed to come in. Or they need to do some check. What about in your front lawn? Let's say they're allowed to dig in pipes or electricity, pipes under your front lawn. They really, I don't know if you're allowed to refuse them entry. So the question is, does that suffice if they come onto your lawn? Maybe that works. And you should pay Con Ed for the whole city to have schiras ushus. The Mishnah Beralacha himself seems to allude that as long as they could come into Chatzir O Bayis, Bebeso O Bechatzero, that's enough. All they need to be able to do is come into your house or your chutzner. Presumably Con Ed is allowed to access your chutzner when they dig in the sidewalk. They don't ask you if they go under your chutzner. Presumably that would be fine, and therefore they would count as Moshe Le'ir. You give Con Ed a dollar, and then you're fine. You give the mayor of the city a dollar, you're fine. You give some, say, ahead of the police, because the police, yeah, they need a search warrant for the most part, but they could come into your house at any point. Maybe that constitutes Moshe Le'ir. The problem of this is, and they say the Chaz Nish was Mako about the electricity company, at least in Eretz Yisrael, maybe that works. The problem is, and this is where, unfortunately, we can end the Chabur on a downer, is that this is a pretty weak heter. It's a pretty weak heter to say that America in today's day and age, we have a Moshe Le'ir. It's not true. We don't really have a Moshe Le'ir who could come into your house. And because of this, many have said, they quote him the name of, in the Sefer Laws of Erev, quotes the name of Moshe, although he doesn't have a marmakum for that, but Rabbi Yashav, some say Rabbi Shlomo Zalman didn't even like this, and that this is the real reason, after we've given 11 shiurim about how to build an Erev, it boils down to the Rabbanan law that we Baruch Hashem and live such a free country, which messes us up for Erev. It's not the Jewish anti-Semites who say we have no permission to put up a string around the town. That we could work around in the courts. It ends up, at the end of the day, is that there's no Moshe Le'ir, which is a main problem. Now, let's say you want to be Mako, and you want to rely on one of these Heterim. The final issue is, how long does it last? No? De Blasio is under a lot of pressure for anything. I don't think anything De Blasio would pass now would be agreed. Well, but we have a whole Democratic New York government now. So how many years do you think the government would allow De Blasio to rent out all the Akum's houses to the Yidden?
It's two terms.
So Rav Schachter, I heard, says that the standard minimum that we rely on is 10 years. 10 years. Because 10 years. If you would have done a 40, because they used to have it, 99 years. 99 years. What's going to happen? They're going to get rid of that. No one would let De Blasio. De Blasio would not be able to pass anything for 99 years, let alone 1 year. But 99 years, no way. So they say 10 years. So you should really renew your Erev Chatzeres every 10 years, and then you're fine. But Halacha L'maisa, you should just know the reason. It's after everything is said and done, the hardest way, the heter that we have to carry, is to rely on this Sechiro V'Lakito, that we have a Moshe Le'ir who's renting it from them. Halacha L'maisa, we do it, but you should know it's a weak heter.